It is an auspicious occasion today, the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Larry Tye is the author of a book called Bobby Kennedy, The Making of a Liberal Icon. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Very glad to have you with us on this particular morning. And your book is interesting. I don't know how many books have been written about the Kennedys, probably too many to count. But your book talks about Bobby Kennedy. And really, obviously, because of his age, he died at 42. He didn't have a lot of time to fill in that resume. But he also underwent a pretty serious change and conversion once he started to run for president, didn't he?
He did. Actually, the change started long before he ran for president. From the moment of his launch of his political career 20 years before, he was a very different guy. He was a cold warrior. He was a conservative. His first job, and it lasted for a full 7.5 months, was with the red-baiting, table-thumping Senator Joseph McCarthy.
Wow.
And the idea that our iconic liberal started his life working for McCarthy is pretty counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is. And then what happened? I mean, clearly something markedly changed.
And then what happened was he experienced the world and he saw that things were not the way he had thought they were back in the 1950s. And he was changing at the same time America was. We were moving from the era of Eisenhower, a very conservative country, to the tumultuous 1960s. And Bobby Kennedy was partly reflective of that change, and he was partly leading the change.
Yeah, he obviously made a clear impression, and it wasn't just his last name. It was more than that, and obviously, America looking for a leader at that point, as you say, in the tumultuous 60s. Why did he fit the bill?
So he fit the bill because for exactly the same reason that I think if he were to come back 50 years later, we would all rally to him and he'd be elected president in 5 minutes. That he fit the bill because he was building bridges, and that was what he did better than anybody else in America. And that was bridges between blacks and browns and whites. It was bridges between old and young. It was bridges between the counterculture and the Joe McCarthy types. He was putting together in 2018 terms Donald Trump's angry white supporters who were with Bobby back from his Joe McCarthy days with Hillary Clinton's coalition of liberals and minorities. And he was precisely the tough liberal that America seemed to want then, and I'm convinced he would have been elected president, and that I think America might want again today.
Was Bobby Kennedy invested in justice in the 60s when he was running for office, or did he have an innate ability to read what was needed at that time?
So he had a great ability to read. The Kennedys were incredible, instinctive politicians, from Jack to younger brother Ted to Bobby. But more importantly, his vision for what America needed seemed to be just what America was ready to embrace. And we've got to remember that this was a time a whole lot like today, where there was racial turmoil, where there were big gaps between haves and have-nots, and where we were involved with lots of foreign entanglements, that we were looking for somebody to help get us out of all of those things. And Bobby seemed to be just the guy for the times. He was willing to tell people something really unusual, which was the truth. And people were so shocked to hear a politician tell the truth that they believed him.
And how much of an effect on his political life did the assassination of his brother John have to do with it?
So if he had a single epiphany moment in his life, it was that day in November 1963 when he was just getting out of the swimming pool at his family estate in Virginia, and a phone call came, and it was J. Edgar Hoover telling him that his brother had been shot in Dallas. And in an instant, he had lost his best friend, his boss, and his whole sense of professional and personal purpose in his life. And that sent him into a tailspin, 6 months or so of serious depression. But when he came out of it, he was ready to reengage. He ran for and was elected senator from New York. He was an incredibly dynamic senator for 4 years, a much better senator than his brother Jack had ever been. And 4 years later, he was on the cusp in your state of California of winning the Democratic nomination when he was gunned down.
Yes, he was, and it was 50 years ago today at the Ambassador Hotel in Southern California. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us. It's an important date in our American history, and glad to know more about the man, Bobby Kennedy. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot for having me on. Bye-bye.
That is Larry Tye. He's written a book called Bobby Kennedy, The Making of a Liberal Icon, and it really covers the gamut. It's not, you know, it's not a love letter. It really talks about the ups and downs of being Bobby Kennedy. Very interesting.